们一年有两次的灵恩会。
Every year we have two evangelical services.
灵恩会是属灵的筵席。
And the evangelical service is a spiritual feast, a spiritual convocation.
我们一生最快乐的时间就是拜神。
And in our lives, the most joyful moments is worshiping God.
那拜神有很多的方面让我们会得到很喜乐的体验。
And there are many ways in worship to experience joy.
好，我们现在看以西结书的47章。
Let us look at Ezekiel chapter 47.
以西结书47章。
Ezekiel chapter 47.
第一节。
Verse 1. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the front of the temple faced east.The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. Verse 2. He brought me out by way of the north gate, and led me around on the outside to the outer gateway that faces east. And there was water running out on the right side.
以西结书40章以后有一个殿是建在高山上。
So after Ezekiel chapter 40, there is a temple that is built on the mountains.
那在以西结的前面有一个殿是所罗门所盖的。
And the beginning of Ezekiel, there's a temple that was built by Solomon.
那所罗门盖的殿因为以色列百姓拜偶像，不愿意悔改，所以后来被拆掉。
And because the Israelites worshipped idols and did not worship God, the temple of Solomon was taken down.
那40章以后，这个殿可以看起来是属灵。
And after chapter 40, we can see that this temple is spiritual.
所以旧约时代的殿。在新约时代就是教会。
The Old Testament temple is the New Testament church.
因此以色列百姓一年有七个节期。
And the Israelites have a seven-day feast every year.
那在七个节期他们很高兴唱歌跳舞来到圣殿要赞美神。
And on this seven-day feast, they are very joyful and they praise and worship God.
那今天这个殿就是教会。
And today, the temple is the church.
教会是神所充满的地方。
The church is filled with God.
教会里面有神的宝座。
The church has the throne of God.
所以在45章里面，这个圣殿充满着荣光。
So in chapter 45, the temple is filled with glory.
只是因为这个荣光是属灵的，所以我们用肉眼看不见。
This glory is spiritual, so we cannot see it with our eyes.
如果神开我们的眼睛你可以看到我们教会信徒在唱诗祷告，天使到处都是，荣光充满着。
If God can open our eyes, then we can see that when members worship and sing hymns, it will be full of glory.
所以我们现在灵恩布道会就是属灵的节期。
In our spiritual convocation, it is a spiritual feast.
来到神的殿。这样来敬拜神。
And coming to the temple to worship God.
这是一个非常喜乐的体验。
And this is a very joyful experience.
那在47章里面提到这个殿的门是朝东的。
And it says in in chapter 47 that the temple's door was faced east.
然后45章讲荣光从东边照进这个殿。
And in chapter 45 it says that the glory came from the east.
然后在47章这个殿有水往东流出去。
And in chapter 47 it says that the water was flowing to the right side of the temple.
所以在40章以后这个殿一直强调东边东边东边。
So in chapter 47, it repeatedly mentions the word east.
那这个殿就是教会。
And this temple is a church.
所以当我们看到以西结在一直提到荣光从东边出来，水往东流出去这个不是偶然的。
So we see here that Ezekiel mentions that the glory came from the east and the water flow to the east. This isn't a coincidence.
这个是末世的教。
And this is the church of the end times.
荣光要从东边照进来。
And the glory will shine through the east.
那水要从东往东边流出去。
And the water will flow towards the east.
那个水就是 圣灵。
And this water is the Holy Spirit.
所以教会的可贵哦，就是因为有这个水流出去。
So what makes the church precious is that there's water flowing out.
教会的可贵是因为它有圣灵。
And what makes the church precious is that it has the Holy Spirit.
如果把圣灵拿掉
，If you remove the Holy Spirit,
那我们教会还有什么
？Then we will. What else does our church have?
所以这个水啊，从殿往东流，这个带给我们极大的盼望。
So the water that flows to the east gives us hope.
那从第六节第三节到第五节。
From verses 3 to 5.
我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3. Verse 3, and when the man went out to the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The water came up to my ankles. Verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4, again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The water came up to my knees. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The water came up to my waist.
这个第三节讲啊，他手拿着绳子往东流吹的时候。
In verse 3 it says when the man went out to the east with the line in his hand.
这个绳子啊，就是盖房子的人要来量尺寸，要来定尺寸的。
This line is used for measuring when doing construction.
所以那个圣殿盖在高山上的有一个尺寸。
So when the temple was built on the mountains, it had a measure.
那这个尺寸是从神来的。
It was built according to measurement, and it was from God.
所以我们今天教会的可贵是我们所做的一切都是以神的标准来建立的。
So today, what makes our church special is that our church was made according to the measurements of God.
那这个地方在讲这个水第一个先到的第三节骡子骨。
So here it says that the water first came up to the ankles.
然后到第四节。
And in verse 4.
前面到了膝盖。
Came up to the knees.
那到下面第四节后面到腰。
And later it came up to the waist.
那到第五节。
And in verse 5.
这个水就很大了，所以它就没有办法走过去。
The water was too deep to cross.
它就被水飘着走啊。
And he was taken away by the water.
这个圣灵的力量很大。
The power of the Holy Spirit is very strong.
所以有时候我们在读《使徒行传》使徒行传》就是圣灵的行传。
So when we read the book of Acts, it is actually the acts of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣升天以后
，After Jesus ascended,
他差遣圣灵。
He sent forth the Holy Spirit.
所以他借着圣灵继续在地上做工。
So through the Holy Spirit, Jesus still works on earth.
因此，你如果到每一个教会的网站去查大概都有创办。
So if you check on every church's website, there is a founder.
但是你如果到我们教会里面去查我们教会的创办人他写的是圣灵。
And if you come to our church's website, it mentions the Holy Spirit.
因为如果使徒行传读一读使徒教会谁创办的
？Because if you read in Acts, who founded the church, the apostolic church?
难道是彼得吗
？Well, was it Peter?
当然不是彼得吧。
It wasn't Peter.
是圣灵借着彼得讲道，3000个人受洗。
It was the Holy Spirit through Peter who could baptize over 3,000 members of people.
所以教会是圣灵带领亲自建立的。
So the church was founded under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
因此我们在使徒行传里面前面你可以看到很多的突破不是人计划出来。
So in the beginning of Acts, we see many events that were breakthroughs that weren't caused by man.
你要守摩西律法这些犹太教忽然彼得起来讲道就开始人信耶稣。
And the original Jews who used to observe the Mosaic law now worship Jesus.
这个就是圣灵带领的结果。
And this is the result of the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那后来福音要传给哥尼流一家。
And the gospel was spread to the house of Cornelius.
哥尼流在祷告看到异象。
And when Cornelius was praying, he saw a vision.
所以你要请彼得来，他有话告诉你，叫你跟你的全家可以得救。
And he told Peter to come, and Peter told him that he and his household can be saved.
那彼得在祷告。
And Peter was praying.
有一块布降下来说不洁净也可以宰来吃。
And a cloth came down, and it said, and God said that the unclean animals could be eaten.
那这个两个异象合起来，彼得就到哥尼流家去传。
And with these two signs combined, Peter went to the house of Cornelius.
那正在讲道，圣灵就降下来。
And while Peter was preaching, the Holy Spirit came down.
所以彼得很有把握, 他虽然不是, 旧约的选民, 神要拣选他, 就给他洗礼。
So Peter was very sure that although he wasn't a descendant of the Jews, he would still be saved through baptism.
哦, 所以谁计划出来?
So who planned this out?
这是圣灵带领啊。
This is the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
哦, 那到了16章,
So in chapter 16,
福音要传到欧洲,
it was spread to Asia,
啊,
Europe.
啊, 当时保罗也有计划,
and at that time, Paul also had some plans.
啊, 第一个, 圣灵不允许,
first, the Holy Spirit did not allow it.
再来, 耶稣的灵不允许,
and the Spirit of Jesus did not permit it.
第三个, 看到异象, 马其顿的呼声,
and later, they saw the vision of the Macedonians.
啊, 所以他就跟着这样到欧洲去传福音。
So with that, he went to Europe to preach.
那谁计划出来的?
So who planned this all out?
是有计划,但是圣灵一直带领他们修改。
They planned it out, but there was the Holy Spirit to improve upon their plans.
所以福音就传开来。So
the gospel was spread.
所以今天我们教会当然需要有计划。So
today in our church, we do need plans.
好像我们联合布道会计划得很周详,所以每个工作都有人做。
Just like how we plan our evangelical services very precisely so that everyone has work to do.
那每一个人大概都有在做事。
And each person most likely has something to do.
所以这样我们就发现灵恩布道会进行很顺利。
So then we notice that our evangelical services go smoothly.
但是整个圣工的发展要怎么做?
But how can the entire work grow?
真的我们需要有更多的祷告。
We definitely need more prayer.
圣灵会带领我们照着神的旨意来发展。 我们幕后的真教会,
the Holy Spirit will allow the true church to grow for the true church to grow.
所以在47章从第一节到第五节, 我们可以看那个水越来越深, 那到最后人就被水带着走。
In chapter 47, verse 1 to 5, we see that the water became deeper and deeper until it carried away the people.
所以有时候我们在教会里面, 常常看到圣工发展的教会, 里面的人都是很普通的。
So we see that in church when there's work done by ordinary people.
所以很普通啊，他就知道祷告。
And although they're ordinary, they know to pray.
那知道祷告，圣灵就带领他们，圣工就发展。 And
when they pray, the Holy Spirit guides them, and the work grows.
真的不是依靠势力，不是依靠。 才能是依靠神的灵。
This isn't through power or might, but through the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看到整个教会圣工发展，我们到最后只能说什么？ 感谢神，这是神的工作。
And when we see the work prospering, we can say, thank God, this is through God's work.
那我们看得越清楚，越发现啊，我们算什么？我们人真的不能做什么，是神在做工啊。
And as we look closer, we see that we cannot do anything, but it is God that does everything.
所以这个水从电往东流哦，这个水是很有力量的。
So the water that flows to the east is very powerful.
那从第六节哈，一直到十二节。
So from verses 6 to 12,
我们就看到这个水流过去的地方带给一个人的改变。
We see that the water that flowed through was able to change people.
人也没有办法改变自己。
Can people change themselves?
有时候很难。
Sometimes it's very hard.
那年纪越大越难改变。
As you age, it is harder to change.
为什么?
Why?
你都活几十年了，你要叫他改变吗？
Because after you've lived for a decades, how can you change?
很难啊,
it is very hard.
但是很难不等于不能改变啊,
but just because it is hard doesn't mean that you can't change yourself.
我们昨天那个姐妹见证她先生,
the sister yesterday mentioned how her husband seemed to be part of a gang.
那这样的人能改变吗?
Can you change this type of person?
真的改变啊,
there was change.
我们听她祷告,听她讲,她先生啊,每天祷告两个钟头。
We heard that her husband would pray every day for 2 hours.
今天如果哪一个信徒说我没有办法改变哦，你要试试看，每天祷告两个钟头，看能不能改变。
If there's a church member who says that they cannot change themselves, then let's see if they will change after 2 hours of prayer.
圣灵会改变我们的。
The Holy Spirit can change us.
圣灵是大有能力的。
The Holy Spirit is very powerful.
圣灵的改变是很彻底的。
The Holy Spirit's change is very complete.
所以没有办法改变自己的。 来到这里，生命的活水要改变我们。
So those who cannot change ourselves will be changed by the water of life.
好，我们现在来看怎么改变我们。
So let's see how we can change ourselves.
我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse
8.
Verse 8, then he said to me, this water flows toward the eastern region, goes down into the valley, and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed. Verse 9, and it shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the rivers go will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish because these waters go there, for they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes.
这个英文翻译说，水得到医治。
In the English version, it says that the waters are healed.
那中文的翻译说，水变成甜的。
In the Chinese version, it says that the water is sweetened.
这两个加起来也是很有意思的。
And these add together have a lot of meaning.
因为流到沿海里面那个盐分很强啊，所以很苦啊。
Because the salt content in the ocean is very high, it tastes very bitter.
那现在这个河水一流过去啊，那个苦的变甜的。
But now the river that flows makes the bitter water sweet.
那这个叫做医治。
And this is called healing.
所以我们人的心哈，真的有时候有的人哦，活得越老，那个心里面的好多的苦啊。
So a lot of people as they age, their hearts become more bitter.
有的苦是对别人哦。
And some bitterness is towards others.
因为一想到别人，就想起过去很多不愉快的经验。
When they think about others, they think about very horrible experiences.
那有的那个不愉快的经验是包括自己的父母，包括自己的配偶，包括自己的孩子。
And some of these these unpleasant experiences are with our parents or spouse or children.
这个苦啊，真的很难医治。
And this bitterness is very hard to heal.
所以有的人哈，他到上了中年甚至老年了，什么都有。
So when people are in their when people are middle or old age, they have everything.
但是就是不快乐。
But they're not joyful.
那要怎么快乐？你已经什么都有，你还不快乐，那怎么办？
So how can you be joyful if you already have everything? What can we do?
就是需要这个活水。
You need the living water.
所以这个水一流过去哈。水就从苦的变甜的。
So as the river passes, it makes the bitter water sweet.
然后我们的心啊，就变苦变成甜的，就得到医治了。
And our hearts can turn from bitter to sweet, and that is healing.
所以我们昨天听到这个姐妹的见证。
So yesterday we heard about the sister's testimony.
生病真的很苦啊。
Being sick is very miserable.
但是圣灵一充满，充满着平安跟喜乐。
But when the Holy Spirit fill someone, you can be filled with joy and peace.
欠债啊，很苦。
Now it might be very being in debt, it might be very bitter.
因为有一个压力，总是看到人就我欠他钱。
Because there's a lot of pressure when you see someone and you think I owe them money.
但是圣灵一充满就很喜乐。
When the Holy Spirit fills you, you are filled with joy.
所以我们来到真教会，有这个水流出来，我们可以过着很喜乐的生活。
So when we come to the true church that has water flowing out of it, we can live a very joyful life.
有时候，如果电视新闻看太多了，不会快乐。
If we watch the television or watch the news, we will not be joyful.
那新闻少看一点哦，多祷告。
So we should watch the news less often and pray more.
被圣灵充满，你就很喜乐了。
And if you're filled by the Holy Spirit, you'll be very joyful.
所以。水流过去，水就得医治。
So the river flows through, and there will be healing.
好，我们再回到47章。
So let's return to chapter 47.
日记当的第九节。
In verse 9. Verse 9. And it shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the rivers go will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish because these waters go there, for they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes.
这个第九节哈，河水所到啊，滋生的动物要活。
Here it says that wherever the rivers go, every living thing will live.
就是它的生命力更强。
Means that their life becomes stronger.
所以这个水很有力量。
So this water is filled with power.
因此当一个人被圣灵充满。
So when someone is filled with the Holy Spirit.
他属灵的生命啊会变成更强。
Their spiritual life becomes a lot stronger.
有一个姐妹的见证。
In one sister's testimony.
有一次灵恩会啊，她就跑到前面来接受按手。
During a spiritual convocation, she came to the front and was laid hands upon.
她觉得当 那个工人跟他按手的时候,
and when she felt the church worker laying hands on her,
她觉得她整个人好像醒过来一样。
She felt that her whole body was awakened.
其实那个时候她还很年轻啊, 精神很好。
And at that time, she was very young, so she had a lot of energy.
怎么圣灵一降下来觉得醒过来?
So how come when the Holy Spirit came down on her, she was awakened?
因为这个圣灵这个水会让我们属灵生命 能够活泼。
This is because the water of the Holy Spirit can make us lively.
所以如果我们到很多的教会去领会过,
so if we go to a lot of churches for their services,
我们常常发现哦, 有的教会啊, 听到精神很好。
We notice that a lot of their a lot of churches pay close attention during service.
这样的教会一般都是很注重祷告。
And usually these churches treasure prayer.
因为这个水一流过去, 人属灵的生命啊, 很警醒。 听道理就很有味道。
Because when the water flows through these churches, the people are very alert and they're able to listen to the sermons.
那我们讲的都是圣经的道理。
And what we say is the Bible.
所以有时候如果我们没有被神的灵开我们的心，听起来没有味道。
So if we do not have the Holy Spirit to open our hearts, then there will be no flavor. And the energy that we have to listen to the word of God is not very good.
所以水流过去，活的东西就变成更活泼了。
So when the water flows through, everything becomes more active.
然后到处下面说，流来的水必有极多的鱼呀。
And it says that there will be a multitude of fish.
所以 圣灵如果充满在教会里面,
so if the Holy Spirit is filled in the church,
真的很容易带慕道者,
then it will be very easy to bring truth seekers.
而且慕道者来很容易信,
and it will be really easy for truth seekers to believe.
所以你就发现了, 鱼越来越多,
so you will see that the fish will grow and grow.
这真的是很奇妙的体验。
And this is a very wonderful experience.
我们常常有一个感觉,
sometimes we have this feeling.
特别我们带慕道者,
Especially when we bring truth seekers.
慕道班所有的都上完了,
they all have finished the truth seeker class,
但是他会不会信?
But will they believe?
这个不是我们能控制的,
this isn't something that we can control.
但是当神的灵在运行,
but when the Spirit of God is working,
你这个慕道班还没有上完, 他就说我要信, 我要洗礼。
Although they haven't finished the truth seekers class, the truth seekers will say they want to believe and be baptized.
这怎么这么快?
How can this be so fast?
为什么? 因为那个圣灵在运行。
It is because the Holy Spirit is working.
所以教会要发展圣功, 当然要传福音, 但是大家祷告被圣灵充满。
So when the church work needs to grow, everyone must pray and we need the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
那我们看 12节。
Let's look at verse 12. Verse 12, along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month, because their water flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for medicine.
这个地方讲啊，两岸都有树。
Here it says that both sides will grow all kinds of trees.
Okay, 每月结果子不止。
And their fruit will bear every month.
12节是因为水是从圣所流出来的。
Because their water flows from the sanctuary.
树是什么?
What is a tree?
我们每一个人就是一棵树。
All of us are trees.
我们要结果子。
And we must bear fruit.
所以神跟亚当说,
so God told Adam,
园中的树木的果子你都可以摘来吃。
All the trees in the garden you can eat.
今天那个园子在哪里?
So where is the garden today?
那个园子就是教会啊。
The garden is the church.
教会就是神的果。
The church is also the kingdom of God.
就是伊甸园啊。
Which is the garden of Eden.
那个树是什么? 每个人。
And where are the trees? It is each one of us today.
所以每个人结果子。
So everyone bears fruit.
那我们来到教会哦, 每个人都结不同的果子。
And when we come to church, we see that everyone bears different fruits.
有的很有爱心, 有的很喜乐。
Some have a lot of love, some have a lot of joy.
有的很有恩慈, 有的很良善。
Some have a lot of patience and kindness and goodness.
所以来到教会啊, 所有的果子你都可以摘来吃。
So when you come to church, you can pick any fruit you want and eat it.
如果每个人都结果子,
If everyone bears fruits,
你就发现哦, 来了我们不想走, 走了很想回来。
When you come, you don't want to leave, and once you leave, you always want to come back.
因为我们已经回到了伊甸园。
Because we have returned to the Garden of Eden.
到处都有果子。
There are fruits everywhere.
所以我们现在要来祷告。
So now we'll pray together.
让这个活水流过我们。
Let the living water flow through us.
让苦的变甜的。
And let the bitter water become sweet.
而且让我们结果子不止。
And let us continue to grow fruits.
我们祷告大概20分钟。
Let us pray for 20 minutes.